So I'd like to invite us once again into our metta meditation practice. And we've been practicing before with ourselves or with someone that we feel like that connection is quite good, it's quite easeful. We've also included beings that aren't kind of friends with us or very close, and we've also beings who they're not like a problem for us, we just haven't really made a connection. Now you're probably smart enough to realize that's quite similar to like Vedana, right? There's kind of beings it's kind of pleasant to be around and we wish well to, and there's beings that didn't really notice you so much, and see if we can spread it there. So kind of makes sense that we're also going to try sending it towards the more kind of challenging situations or things like that. So we're going to invite that for a little bit of the practice today. So a very small dose of this kind of connection. And we're also going to only go towards quite a mild person, right? So not someone that we feel is really harmful, but maybe they're just a little bit annoying. Yeah. So maybe you can think of someone who might be just a little bit annoying. Could be me. Could be anyone, quite a nice guy, but he's a little bit annoying. Repeats himself a lot, something like that. That kind of issue. Then, you can just, can we send kindness to this person, whoever they are? Whoever you like, anyone. So we're just going to pick someone. We're going to think, it wouldn't be any loss to me that they were happy. Yeah, it wouldn't take anything away from me. And to make this really clear, I asked to be told how to say that in Hebrew, right? Ze lo afsed beshvili she. Yeah. So it's that afsed word, I think, is the important one. Ofsted?
Efsed.
Efsed?
It spent 1 hour on it.
It says here, Ofsed. It was F? Ah, sorry, I wrote it wrong. Right. Efsed. Slicha.
Can you repeat
it again? Sure. Ze lo efsed beshvili. Share. You are happy, you're peaceful, you're safe. It doesn't take anything away from us, right? If this person feels this way, if they were able to have that condition, yeah, okay. So make yourself as comfortable as you feel is appropriate for you. Let's take the first few minutes of the practice, just calming, soothing, easing this body, heart, mind. So through this period of time, I'm only going to offer very light suggestions, reminders, going to leave it up to you to kind of fill in the practice for yourself with your own phrases and going to give you some freedom, possibilities of options. But like I say, we're not going to start with a challenging or irritating or annoying person, but actually start just practicing with the metta feeling and phrases with someone it feels relatively easy. So if you want, you can start off with yourself or with some being that you feel a nice connection with, just bringing them to heart and mind and cultivating the practice from there. So still staying with this being, just checking if there's anything in the body needs to be softened or a little bit more gathered. A with the phrases, if we're using phrases, if they're feeling meaningful enough for us. We need to tune into the meaning behind what we're wishing, what we're sharing. So sometimes that sense of for whom we're wishing this, how clear that needs to be, how present the felt sense of this being. Also finding your own way with the rhythm, if we're using the phrases, how often is helpful. feels helpful, inviting a few breaths with this metta, maybe soothing or enlivening, whatever feels like you need. If it feels right, we can continue sending metta to this being that we've been practicing with. If it feels more helpful to switch to oneself or switch to the easier relationship in our experience to send metta to. We'll have another 10 minutes or so of practice just finding that balance of the meaningfulness of the phrases or radiance that you're sharing. How present this being feels in the heart, in the mind's eye, in the awareness. as we're sharing this metta, radiating this metta, just feeling for yourself what feels right, what feels appropriate, or what feels good in terms of how widely or wildly we're radiating this atmosphere. And there's no right way. It's not a quantity question, it's a quality question. Maybe it's very delicate, very soft. Maybe it's a really big, wide open, generous kind of spreading. Really just wholehearted, throwing it out almost. What feels right? What feels good? We're going to begin to transition from this being to another being. In your own time, maybe having a few enjoyable breaths, we're going to invite into the awareness, into the mind's eye, into the heart space, as much as you feel comfortable. Someone that's a little bit challenging for us. Not the worst person we can think of, just maybe a little bit irritating. Just seeing what feels like a comfortable connection that we still feel quite centered, quite open, and they're around, they're more present. Just ask, would it really be a loss to me if they were well? And just hold that view. Zilov said, Vishvili, maybe that's a helpful addition to the phrases, maybe not. Using what's helpful. And finding your own way with your own pace. How much you want to radiate gently or more profoundly. It's all fine. Whatever feels right. And if you need to change to a more easy being, you can always do that as well. You can also take breaks with just having some breaths whenever you need. any of the phrases or aspects of metta don't really feel right yet. You can either leave them out or hold them more gently, maybe emphasizing more what does feel possible. Not forgetting to calm, soothe yourself if you're getting tight. When you're ready, letting this being be released. Just finding yourself here, in this moment. In this body, this whole body. This heart and mind. It's possible to feel that there's a metta available to pour into you in some way, maybe into the heart, into the body. Sense of goodwill, of kindness. Just as this breath is offered to us freely, the sunlight offered to us freely, also metta, can breathe that in, absorb that in. Might be possible to see ourselves filling up with metta. Almost as if the cells of the body are being transformed into metta by being met with metta. Heart and the mind also present with all of this kindness that we receive and we give. Maybe we can breathe in and receive metta from all directions, breathing out, filling out with metta in all directions. It can already begin to expand and merge with the beings around us who are also breathing in and radiating out metta. possibly not possible to tell the difference between that which is coming from us and coming to us. May all the beings in this space be well. Be safe from harm. Feel safe deep in their being. May we be contented in this moment. May we live with ease. May the felt sense of this intention of kindness and goodwill spread ever outwards to all beings, all forms of life, whatever they're doing. May you be well. Feel safe. Deeply safe. Contented and at ease in life. All those beings that other beings find easy to love. All those beings that are easily overlooked. And all those beings that other beings sometimes find it hard to include in their hearts. May you be well. May you feel safe deep, deep in your being. May you be contented, easily contented. And live with ease. May all the beings of this living planet, in this moment and for all moments to come, be free in every possible way. Free.